Why do people do voluntary work? They say it keeps you active, gives you a sense of satisfaction, and is fun. Working to help Norfolk's 750 plus voluntary organisations is Voluntary Norfolk. I found out what the organisation was all about when I met Andrew Mortar, Head of Volunteering. Then I learnt about two of the Voluntary Norfolk projects. I spoke to Karen Dorner, who worked on a project to transport people to clinics and hospitals for their non-emergency appointments, and also to Laura Nicol, Youth Advisor for the Talent Match project. I'm here with Andrew Mortar, who is the Head of Volunteering. Thanks very much for inviting me over, Andrew.
You're very welcome.
What can you tell me about Voluntary Norfolk?
We're an organisation that supports the voluntary sector, both volunteers and voluntary organisations. We started off in 1969 as an organisation called Norwich Organisation for Active Help, or NOAA. That was a small group of individuals who decided to come together to try and help the local community by volunteering their time and energies. Over the years, that then grew into the organisation that we are today, Voluntary Norfolk. We currently have around about 50 to 60 employees, and we work all over the county to support volunteering in all its guises, as well as doing things such as employability and getting people into work, but also running a number of sort of schemes ourselves, as well as supporting the voluntary organisations by recruiting volunteers for them as well.
Oh, I see. And what is your role, actually?
I'm the Head of Volunteering, so anything to do with volunteers generally comes under my remit. So I line manage a portfolio of 10 different projects that are recruiting volunteers to provide support to people. Most of those are around health and social care, so befriending services around Norfolk, matching people up with patients in the local community to help in social isolation or achieve some sort of health goal. We also have a digital inclusion project, which is aimed at getting people who aren't quite au fait with modern technologies to pay their bills online, for example, order their shopping online so they don't have to go out, or alternatively just get in contact with family members who live a long distance away through things such as Skype. And we also have a number of services such as our car driving scheme, taking patients from their homes to hospital appointments so they don't have to rely on public transport, which obviously in Norfolk isn't always the greatest, but also they might not have the budgets to actually make sure they get to the hospital on time. So there's a whole range of different services that we provide, but we also recruit volunteers for the sector. So we have a website where individuals can come, find out what volunteering opportunities are available, with a range of about 750 different organisations in the county. And they can apply directly to those volunteering opportunities, hopefully making the local communities a lot more robust with the volunteer help.
Oh, I see, yeah. And what would you say would be the benefits to volunteers to get involved?
Again, there's many different benefits. The first one is that you can actually have some fun doing something that you enjoy, and that's the one thing that I'd always recommend to a volunteer is enjoy what you do. You can pick up experience if you haven't had it before in a previous field, and that can go on to finding you a new job or a new employment. You can use your old skills and put them to use if it's something you haven't done for a while and it's something you enjoyed. So again, you can enhance your CV and those sorts of things. There are also other benefits such as being more active. So again, we did a survey recently with a number of volunteers, 600 volunteers. 35% of them said that volunteering had led them to lose weight and be more healthy. There are other statistics that have said that volunteers are a lot happier than people who don't volunteer. So whether they're true or not is not for me to decide. But again, there's a whole range of different benefits of volunteering.
Mm. Have you come across any unusual sort of roles that you've had to try and find somebody to do?
I wouldn't want to classify any of them as unusual, simply because we have to work with the organisations. There's a whole range of interesting things. So a lot of things around sort of health and social care are the ones that people typically think about volunteering. So things like your befriending or going to help in a hospital and those sorts of things. But actually there have been ones such as utilising circus skills for local festivals and local art scene. So there's a whole range of different things. No matter what somebody's interests are, generally speaking, we'll be able to find a volunteering opportunity to match that as well.
Mm. And if people are interested in volunteering, what should they do?
Primarily, at the moment, their best idea is to go directly to our website, which is at www.voluntarynorfolk, or one word, /opportunities. If they go onto that website, they will come to a search screen where they can start looking for different volunteering opportunities. All of the volunteering opportunities we have listed with organisations are on there, and they can apply directly through that website. If they're still not sure and want to speak to somebody, they can pick up the telephone or email us, and we'll be able to sort of help them through with any questions that they might have. Unfortunately, we don't have a walk-in service so readily available, so it's always best to give us a phone call first.
Okay. That sounds absolutely fantastic. Well done, and please carry on with the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks. The volunteer coordinator here at Voluntary Norfolk is Karen Dorner. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me. What can you tell me about your role?
Well, like you say, I'm a volunteer coordinator for Voluntary Norfolk, working on one of our projects. I work in partnership with VRS Medical, to provide non-emergency patient transport service to patients, people living in Norfolk. The role of our volunteer drivers is to convey their patients to hospital or clinic appointments. Mainly we go to hospitals in East Anglia, but we can also, if needed, go as far as London or even the far the West Coast. Our volunteers work alongside the ERS ambulance crew, and the patients that are conveyed by volunteers are able to walk with little assistance and able to travel safely on their own in a vehicle, but they wouldn't otherwise be able to make the journey to their appointment. They do have to have a medical need, and there is a criteria to meet. Their GP or healthcare professional will be able to advise them if they're eligible, or they could also self-refer. All our patients are escorted to their clinics or treatment areas and taken safely home once they're ready. And we do transport up to 3 patients at a time because this helps to keep the costs down and makes the most of our resources. Our service overall transports about 500 patients a day, to and from hospital appointments right across the country. And drivers that have regular patients become travel buddies, which helps the patient have a relaxed and stress-free journey to their appointments. Many of our volunteer drivers, they volunteer with us because they want to give something back to the NHS. Maybe as they themselves have had life-saving treatment, but they all say what a rewarding role it is.
Oh, that's interesting. And so if it wasn't for this service, what would happen to these people?
Well, they would have to make their own way. Mm-hmm. So it's really good that we, you know, that's why we try to do it as efficiently as we can, because it's really important, obviously, that the patients do get there. It is funded from the NHS, so at the moment it is a free service. So having our volunteers help us, you know, helps us to keep it going. Mm-hmm. At the moment we've got about 90 volunteers on our books, but we're always looking for reliable people who would like to, who've got a little bit of time, maybe half a day or a day a week, to come along and help us.
That's lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you for asking me.
I'm now meeting Lara Nicol, who is the youth advocate for Talent Match, and she's going to tell us all about what Talent Match is.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
So basically, Talent Match is a youth-led project. It's funded by the Big Lottery. I work as a youth advocate on that, offering support for 18 to 24-year-olds who've been unemployed and out of education for 12 months or more. My focus is the Norwich area, or just on the outskirts. We offer a range of one-to-one support right through to group support and a drop-in centre available. They can be seeking things like employment opportunities, volunteering, training, work experience, that kind of thing. As an advocate, I do help with CVs, applications, confidence building, introducing employers.
And is this part of Voluntary Norfolk? Or?
Yeah, so it's the project is led by Voluntary Norfolk in Norwich, but we're in partnership with Prince's Trust. Mm-hmm. So there's 21 talent match projects across the country, and you're speaking to one of the ones.
Right. And what's your experience so far?
Oh, it's been a fantastic project to work on. We're really fortunate with our funding. It's very flexible, so we've been able to fund a lot of training for young people right through to funding framing for artists.
Have they resulted in benefits?
Yes, absolutely. We're just about to hit our yearly target into employment, and we're just about halfway through the year, so it's working really well. The employers in Norwich have really embraced the project, and we've been given a lot of opportunities for the young people.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Carry on the good work. It seems really very valuable work.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Voluntary Norfolk's Andrew Mortar, Karen Dorner, and Lara Nicole.